Good morning, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's new NHL team is the talk of the town and the entire sports world. But what happens next?
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, reaction continues to pour in from around the state and the country, and we're hoping to learn a little bit more later tonight. But right now, Team Center Logan Cooley recently told reporters what Utah fans can expect from their new team.
We have a lot of young guys that, you know, have a lot of bright futures, and obviously we have guys on the team like Keller, Schmaltz, Dersey, Krause, that guys that have been around the league for a while and have proved themselves in this league. So we're an exciting team.
Ryan and Ashley Smith, the owners of Utah's new NHL team, are expected to hold a news conference tonight at 5 o'clock with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. We will have live coverage for you here, right here on KSL. And Utah's new hockey team could potentially go nameless for its first season. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our team coverage about why. Peter?
Adam, new team owner Ryan Smith tells NHL.com that the only thing for sure is that it's going to be the Utah something and not Salt Lake City focused.
I mean, there was a bunch out there. I saw the Utah Venom. I saw the Yetis, Utah Yeti with a killer logo. I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
Smith says he doubts they'll have the time needed to settle on a chosen name, color, and mascot. And he's leaning on a creative group called Doubleday and Cartwright to canvass the state of Utah and find out what names and identities people really want out here. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, just in case Ryan's up early and listening.
Yetis.
And he's right, that jersey is awesome.
Yeah.
The Delta Center will be the hockey team's home this fall, and last night a website was up to take $100 deposits for people wanting tickets in 2 hours. Ryan posted on social media over 6,000 people put money to get on the waiting list, and by last night, that number was 11,000 deposits.
That's really encouraging. Well, all this hockey news has to have an impact on the state's youth hockey league. So, Adam, have you looked into that?
Yeah, Amanda, local hockey fans are really excited about the NHL news. KSL TV actually caught up with local hockey player Adam McCray at the Accord Ice Center in West Valley last evening.
Yeah, I think it's going to have a big impact on, like, Utah's hockey community.
He says he fell in love with hockey in 2017. Now his sister is learning how to play goalie. He's expecting to see a huge jump in the number of kids playing hockey around the state with the new team moving into town. And remember to stay with KSL News Radio again tonight for that news conference. Again, starting at 5 o'clock, we'll have live coverage. And, of course, wall-to-wall coverage all the way to the time that the puck first drops at the Delta Center this fall. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Iran says everything is normal after firing air defense missiles to protect a major airbase and nuclear site.
Iran's Press TV reports
there were some loud sounds that were heard in the east of the city of Isfahan, and this was related to the air defense system, as we told you and our viewers before, triggered by the presence of three small drones that were present in that area.
Commercial flights that were previously canceled are back to normal. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Protesters supporting people in Gaza continued to rally just off of Columbia University's campus last night after police made over 100 arrests. Protest organizer Raed tells ABC News the demonstrations will continue until the university heeds protesters' demands.
Students were chemically attacked months ago. Nothing has come of the investigation. We are deeply unsafe as Arab, Muslim, and pro-Palestinian students, and they keep punishing us. They keep handing out disciplinary charges. We have not stopped.
Students vowed to remain until the university divests from all Israel-related businesses.
New parents can often get blindsided by how stressful raising a new child can be, and at times it can lead to abuse. Dr. Tegri Hui says that new parents need to establish a support system.
The next step is establishing who your support network is, right? We talk about a safe person. It's actually safe people. So who are the people that you can reach out to and let them know?
She also says new parents need to remember that crying is the only way for babies to express themselves.
First look traffic now on a Friday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth. And
right now, traffic on I-15 is still clear into Salt Lake City, starting out in Davis County or Utah County. It's been pretty nice on all of our city streets in the Salt Lake Valley. Some heavy traffic that was building up on Highway 111 and 8400 West is now clear. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Utah Board of Education is working to try and figure out how to implement a new law that allows books with objectionable materials to be removed from schools statewide.
A post on X claims the district has already removed several books.
As of right now, no books have been removed statewide after July 1st. That is a possibility, but we have not yet figured out how we're going to implement that.
Board of Education spokesperson Sharon Turner says there are a lot of things that have to happen between now and when the law goes into effect. She says as the board decides on those things, they will keep the local education agencies informed. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Unified Police are looking for a woman who injured two children in a hit-and-run crash earlier this month. KSL TV's Garna Mejia reports.
Blanca Ramirez and her two kids, Viviana and Angel, were waiting to cross the road on 4500 South and 900 East in Mill Creek. A car pulls up as the family steps onto the road. The car accelerates and hits Viviana, who tries to protect Angel.
Police say the driver got out for a moment but then took off. The kids were bruised but did not have any broken bones.
Students in the Salt Lake City School District will be getting presentations in the next few days about the state's new bathroom policy that goes into effect on May 1st. But not everyone is happy about how it has been handled. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
A recently passed law requires people in schools to use the bathroom of the gender they were assigned at birth. And Yandre Chatwin with the Salt Lake City School District says in order to comply, they have to inform all students about the change.
Because the law asks us to notify all students, an email to parents wouldn't have sufficed. So we do have two different presentations that we're asking our schools to deliver.
Kristen Kinjo, parent of a fourth grader at Emerson Elementary, says they're choosing to hold a dance party in protest at the time of the presentations.
That any kids who are choosing not to participate in the presentation, or any families who were pulling their kids out of the presentation, would have somewhere to go where they felt loved.
She thinks the presentations are wrong, especially since other school districts are handling it a different way. But Chatwin says they're just doing their best to implement the law as it's written. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.